Now, this is a very dangerous. This is not the safest profession out there, but it was an amazing event. And for those of you that don't believe in God, I believe that there's only one reason that could have happened, because the chances were so small. Right? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love it. Hey there, Patriots. I go. Hope you guys are having a great day. I actually have everything working perfectly so far. How odd is that? Water is going to flow uphill today. If you're new here, I am Melissa, Red Pill the World with the Freedom Force Battalion. We look at the current events in the light of God's word, because this is biblical, literally biblical. This is the great day we've been waiting for. And if you're new to the channel, all my goodies are on freedomforce.live. And so for those of you who don't know, I've been teaching God's word to kids for years and years and years, more than years than I should say, but anyway, like 40 years. And so the Lord helped me piece together end times. And that's what we talk about. Along with what's going on, we piece all these things together like a beautiful jigsaw puzzle. So check it out, freedomforce.live. This is biblical. These are the books that I have written, just compiling all the research about end times, and it all points to that this is the Great Awakening. This is the Battle of Armageddon. This is the day that we're going to cast out these criminals, and we're going to enter into 1,000 years of peace on earth. I'm going to have a really cool little nugget of goodies for you at the end, but we're going to talk about what President Trump said at the rally in Pennsylvania. So let's get to it. Like, share, and subscribe. Hit, I always forget to do that. And thanks, Songbird, for always reminding everyone. Hit that like bell. I think this is really helping the news to get out. This is our mandate. You know, this is believers' mandate. When we have been awakened to what's truly going on biblically, it's really so important for us to get this out there. So I truly appreciate with all my heart that you guys like, share, and subscribe, and to all of my channels. If you're new on that, here's the social media right here. You can find all of the social media there. I've been kicked off a lot of things. My information is pretty hot. Pretty flaming hot. And so I get kicked off a lot of things, but that's okay. We'll just go and share the truth wherever we can. This is okay. So make sure to like, share, and subscribe. So let's see what President Trump had to say. This was the first thing he said at the Pennsylvania rally yesterday. It was Wilkes-Barre. He's also going to go to Butler, but let's see what he first says. Calling out Kamala. He calls her Camilla. Have you noticed that? He's calling her Camilla. Anyway, so it's a crazy day, but anyway, check it out. He's talking about how she's ruined everything, specifically San Francisco. That takes some doing to ruin a whole city like San Francisco, how amazing it was, and all of California. he's blaming her. Check it out.
The left person ever to run for office. This is not what this country needs. We've had enough of them. We're going to win back the White House, and we're going to take back our country. Kamala Harris is a super left liberal who ruined San Francisco, ruined California, and delivered a badly broken economy, a badly broken border, which gave us a dangerous world of chaos, death, and destruction.
Yep, he's blaming it on her. And so if you have been living under a rock the past couple of days, the biggest thing that's coming out is just Kamala Communist. And so that's really what his focus was yesterday at this rally. He is just really taking it to her. And so that's what we're going to do. You know, he says she's absolutely radical and a communist. So let's just pummel that out there everywhere we possibly can. Oh, and by the way, Cat Turd has been extradited to the U.S. I find that so very interesting that all these years he's been, you know, in litigation about, remember when they would have these websites and they would download and allow people to download music and all that? This is years ago, like 12 years ago. And of course, they wait until this very moment to try to extradite him. I smell a rat. They're just trying to remove him from the battlefield, just like they did with Bannon. And so he put out something, because he's got like 2 point something million followers, and he put out there, communist, K-A-M-U-N-I-S-T. So we were blasting that out, putting that hashtag on the on social media posts on X to really help this to get into the mainstream view. So this is really where we're taking it right now. So the next thing he said, this was so interesting. He said that Biden didn't really believe what he was selling, but Communist does. Kamala, she knows. She does. Okay, check it out.
Spending money, he's trying. They wanted to have a debate. That's the thing that started it all. You know, if I didn't debate him, he'd still be running right now. But I believe she will be easier to beat than him because she's a truly radical left lunatic. And with him, he never really believed it. Of course, I don't know if he knew anything. I'm not sure. But he didn't really believe it. She totally believes it. She wants to destroy our country. With 4 more years of Kamala, your finances will never recover. They will only get worse. They're only going to get worse. The stock market, and we have some of the most brilliant people on Wall Street saying this. The stock market is only up because they think I'm going to win. And if we don't win, according to many people, including one of the greatest Wall Street prognosticators, named Scott Bessent. Has anyone heard of him? One of the most brilliant guys on Wall Street. If I don't win, you will have a 1929 style depression.
There you go. There you go. Did y'all find that interesting that he said that, I'm trying to get this Brighteon working. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask. But yeah, did you notice that he said that Biden really didn't believe it, but she does. She does believe it. He was not really wanting to have his legacy as someone who would take the America into communism. He didn't want that, but she does. Her father, and he's going to go into this in a second, Kamala. I've heard it so many different ways, whatever. Okay, anyway, so she was raised by a Marxist, and so she really believes this stuff, hook, line, and sinker. Of course, she's not that smart. He calls her an idiot here in a little bit. All right, so I just got to play this one. This is so funny. Look at how he says China. He knows we love it, and so he milks it. Check it out.
In the world, and you know who owns those auto plants? They're built, they're made, and being built in Mexico, you know who owns them? China owns them. China's very smart.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? China! It's unbelievable. All right, so now he's asking, who is running our country? Now, you guys can put in the chat, what do you think? Who do you think is running our country? You know, is it Obama, you know? They're all just puppets for the puppet master of the cabal. Oh my goodness. Before I go on into anything else, y'all gotta go to the social media and see what I posted today. Here it is. August 18, 2024. Just search Candace Owens. She put out, I put it in two parts videos. She blasted out about people being able to go to Israel who are pedophiles and they cannot be extradited. And she was blasting that out. What is that about? How can we protect, you know, any country that would do such a thing as that? So anyway, yeah, this is, I don't even know what brought that up into my mind, but yeah, definitely watch that. So we know, I guess because I'm saying, who is running our country. When there's a group of people who can get away with anything, that's who's running our country. She's saying our country has been hijacked. So I really appreciate that she is pushing it out there right on a limb. So let's share that video because they need to understand that we support the truth. we are going to share this truth. You know, she has a huge platform. And so what we do when someone does such a thing as that, puts this out there in the, into the mainstream, then let's just support it as much as we possibly can, sharing it with everyone that we can. All right. So, yeah, this is the one about who's running our country.
We know it's not Biden. Every attack Kamala makes on us is a fabricated, it's a lie. She's sort of a bad storyteller. She doesn't know how to tell a story very well, but she gets caught. She gets caught up in her own words. She's not a very good
Uh-oh. I skipped the part where I was wanting you to hear.
Did you ever hear of Barack Hussein Obama? Have you heard of him? There are those that think he is currently running the country. Does anybody? I don't know. I don't know that that's true. We know it's not Biden. Every attack, Kamala.
All right, so that's what I wanted you to see. He's saying, you know, I don't know that that's true, because technically Obama is just another puppet. Okay, so we always have to look at the hand, the hidden hand. Just like the Masonic, you know, symbolism where they've always put their hand inside their jacket. It's all about the hidden hand, showing the respect to the hidden hand. They do the bidding of the hidden hand, okay? All right, so I wanted you to see that. So he was like smoking hot yesterday, and he was also hilarious. Oh, my goodness. He nails Kamala on this laugh. Oh, my goodness. He said that they have told her, you can't laugh anymore. No more laughing. It's just so funny. Check it out.
Have you heard her laugh? That is the laugh of a crazy person. That is the laugh of a crazy. It's the laugh of a lunatic. Have you heard it?
Which, I know he's being, you know, he's joking around or whatever, but he's serious. And we know that. So when someone has been, you know, MK Ultra'd, if she's been raised by a Marxist, she's been, you know, likely, you know, no telling what to get her into this condition where you look at her and you're like, something's completely off. So she's, yeah, there's something that's been likely done. And he, you know, we're still having to just quote, destroy her so people won't vote for her because she's just a puppet of this gigantic puppet master. Anyway, so check it out.
You know, they prohibited her. They prohibited her from laughing. I've been waiting for her to laugh, because as soon as she laughs, the election's over. But we're winning by a lot in Pennsylvania. I think the fracking got her.
I love it. He's so funny. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Her father was a Marxist. He taught her to be a Marxist. So in what way did he do that? Was it like, I'm sure it was. Yeah. Just imagine being raised by a Marxist. Okay. So she can, and he says she can never deliver on her promises, as no Marxist can, right? But they, you know, they get people to vote for them based upon all these promises that they can't deliver on. Her speechwriter wrote that prices had gone up 50%. So did you see President Trump posted this whole ad, which he was just a little clip of what she had said. Her speechwriter basically just threw her under the bus because they've been in office, and look at the mess that everything is in, even just the prices. So they used that, they just took that clip and made it a great ad. At first I thought, this can't be a real, you know, an ad, you know. It is, it's really her voice. It's just a clip of her voice. And at the end they splashed it on there, you know, Trump Vance. There you go. Yeah, and then he talked about the Supreme Court justices. I think I've got a clip of that, but I first just wanted to say he's talking about how courageous they are because they're not allowing the people to frighten them into, you know, not ruling according to the Constitution. And that's what's so great. He says they're really saving our country. They're actually saving our country, so which was really, really great. Okay, so here he's talking about her being like Maduro.
No, I couldn't believe it. She said, you know, I had never heard that one. They said, no, her biggest advantage is that she's a beautiful woman. I'm gone. Huh. I never thought of that. I'm better looking than she is. And her speech yesterday, Kamala went full communist. You heard that? She went full communist. She wants to destroy our country. After causing catastrophic inflation, Comrade Kamala announced, that she wants to institute socialist price controls. You said,
okay, y'all got to start calling her Comrade Communist. Comrade Kamala. I can't even say it right. Comrade Kamala. Comrade Kamala. Comrade Kamala. Okay? That's what we got to post. Every time you say her name, Comrade Kamala the Communist. Try to say that. KKK, right?
So that never worked before, never ever worked. This is the Maduro plan, Venezuela. Maduro plan of like the old Soviet Union. This is, they tried it. How did the Soviet Union work out? It became Russia, a smaller version. It was a smaller version. It will cause rationing, hunger, and skyrocketing prices, just like their Inflation Reduction Act calls, one of the great scams of all time. They got it approved with a beautiful name, Inflation Reduction, because inflation under their system has been so bad. It's gone up much more than 50%. You know, they say 30, 40, 50, much more. People are being devastated. They're being devastated. But it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I've got another chunk of where he's talking about being beautiful. I think this is it.
50, much more. People are being devastated. They're being devastated. But it's gone way up, way up. And they made a big mistake yesterday in her speech, I think. She said, I had to play it back. You know, I love the playback controls you have nowadays. They used to call it TiVo. Now they have TiVo all the... I think it's the single greatest invention. It's better than television. Because television would drive you crazy if you couldn't do a playback, right? Now I can play back. I heard the statement, and I heard that statement that she made. And I said, you know, she made a statement yesterday that from her time in office, essentially, prices have gone up by 50%, something like, I said, did she just say that? I said, that speechwriter is going to be fired. In fact, we took that section and we actually made a commercial on it, and we got the best commercial of the week, and we didn't do anything. We just played her back. But here's the problem. The things that she said yesterday don't work. They have never worked. They've never been used many times before in many other countries. They've never worked. They've just never worked. They've been used oftentimes, many countries, and in every single event, it ruined those countries. It's a communist system. It's what her father, a Marxist, he was a Marxist. It's what her father taught her from a young girl growing up. She's promising to hand out things she can't deliver. She can never deliver them. She'll never get them approved. Just like when she and Crooked Joe tried to give away student debt. Remember, she wanted to pay. How did that work out? Not too good. The students are saying, I love him because of student debt, but he got rejected. And this will be rejected even more so because what they're doing is a communist takeover of our country. Her plan is very dangerous because it may sound good politically, and that's the problem. And we have to be very careful, because when somebody gets up and says, we're going to give you everything, $25,000 for a house, we're going to give you all sorts of little goodies, free health care, we're going to give you everything, universal health care, sounds so beautiful. And I told my people, you got to be very careful. I told the Republican Party.
Have you heard about that? They're wanting now to give $25,000 to people. Can't give anything. They can't, don't have anything to give, but $25,000 they're promising so people can buy a house. Well, what'll end up happening is the person will, you know, lose everything because they won't be able to pay. The interest rates will go up and then they won't be able to pay the mortgage and they'll lose everything. They'll get the $25,000 back. I mean, that's their scam. That's the Lucy in the football. It's just they pull the rug out from under you. Yeah, so the Maduro plan, if you're not familiar with the Maduro, is out in Venezuela. You go watch the videos where the people are literally eating out of dumpsters because everyone's had to leave the country. They fled to neighboring countries. They've come here because it's just been awful. It used to be a very wealthy country and everything was run well, and then Maduro came in and turned it into a communist country. They had no idea. Now, on the other hand, we are out here, we realize, and we are fighting against it, and we're exposing it. And so, but the honest truth is, if it weren't for President Trump standing in the way and us being able to you know, by the grace of God, win this election, we would fall just like Venezuela did. I have a dear friend who is from Venezuela, and she tells the horrors that went on there. And thankfully, she is here with, you know, in America. All right, so here is where, let's see, this one is talking about, oh, goodness, I don't remember.
She didn't like him, but she got credit for being this Reagan speechwriter. Highly overrated. I don't know anything about her. I don't know her. Treats me badly, but that's okay. She called it wrong. She's called it wrong now for about 8 years. But she said one thing that got me. She said Kamala has one big advantage. She's a very beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman. So I decided to go back and reread the clause. I'm not saying he's... but I say that I am much better looking than her. I think I'm much better. I'm a better looking person than Kamala. No, I couldn't believe it. She said, you know, I had never heard that one. They said, no, her biggest advantage is that she's a beautiful woman. I'm going, huh.
Because you can't count on her intelligence, right? Her policy. So that's her best... That would be, I would agree. That's her best correct trait is that she's pretty, okay? Because everything else is so bad.
Thought of that. I'm better looking than she is in her speech yesterday.
Okay, I want you to hear that clip too. All right, but there was another one. Oh my goodness. Okay, hang on. I've got to make sure I have this one because if I don't to play this one for you, I'm going to be so mad at myself because I look so hard for it. This is one, okay. This is one where he's talking about the negotiations with France and that they were wanting to put tariffs on all of the goods coming into America. And so he got, President Trump got his people to go over and negotiate the deal with France. And they came back saying, well, there was nothing we can do. This is what it has to be. And there's no choice that we have in the matter because France, you know, says that they've already passed this law and that's the end of that. Okay. And he ends up calling, it sounds to me like, and you guys tell me, you guys look at it. It looks like he's saying his own people are stupid. His own people on his team who were negotiating. And I think he called out Mnuchin. I want you guys to listen to it and see what you think because, yeah. Okay, thanks guys so much for hitting that like button. Thank you so much. Thank you. And for people jumping on. So, yeah, appreciate it. All right.
Friends, you know this, David. David is very familiar with what happened. And I went to my people. I said, tell them we're not going to put up with it. They're not going to charge our companies because we want our companies to do well so they can employ people. It's sort of simple. I didn't even like a lot of the companies that they were dealing with. I should have said, oh, great, let them charge. What the hell do I care? But they're American companies. And I said to Emmanuel Macron, I said, call him because my people failed to make a deal. I said, you make a deal. You have 1 week. Come see me. At the end of a week, they came to see me. Good people, smart people. Very smart people, Secretary of Treasury, smart guy, Mnuchin.
Mnuchin. Others.
They came back to see me. Sir, we're not able to make a deal. They're going to charge our companies a tax. I said, no, no, they're not going to do it. You don't understand. They're not going to do it. Come back and see me. You have one more day. They came back. Sir, they won't do it. They've already passed it in their so-called legislature. We're not going to do it. They're not going to be able to stop it, sir.
They hit their so-called legislature. They're so-called. I love that. He exposes stuff every breath that comes out of his body.
He said, we'll stop it. Get Emmanuel Macron on the phone. I got him on the phone. Emmanuel, how are you? So nice to talk. Oh, Donald, it is so nice to speak to you. He's beautiful. I wish I had his accent. I would have been president 20 years ago. But I said, Emmanuel, I understand you're charging our companies a lot of money. Oh, well, you know, this has been in the works for many years, Donald. And yes, it is done. It is really done. There's nothing we can do about it. I said, okay, good. Emmanuel, here's the story. If you don't get rid of that tax within 24 hours, starting on Monday morning, it was a Friday, I'm going to charge every bottle of wine and champagne that you send into our country. I'm going to charge you a tariff of 100% on every bottle, and you will not be sending too many bottles of champagne.
All right. So, yeah, President Trump, and he also said, and I think I've got a clip of this, but he says he could solve all these problems just by a phone call, with ending a war, a couple strategically placed phone calls, solving all these crises. He could solve so much of this just by making phone calls. So I thought that was very interesting because, okay, there's a school of thought from a lot of patriots who have videos where they're talking about, oh, well, President Trump screwed up on the first time around. You know, he had people he couldn't trust. He did this the way that is the most strategic, the perfect way to do this. I'm telling you, trust the plan. They did this, and you have to be wise, you have to be smart, you have to be strategic. They had to go through this methodically, step by step. I mean, it's been every day, like a giant pile of pixie sticks, removing one, doing another, and slowly, methodically, step by step by step. And that meant to even have like people like a Mnuchin in there and making these, where he couldn't, you know, make these good deals, but President Trump was there and to make these deals. I just find that so interesting. As you know, Mnuchin has been high up in the world of finance. And so they thought, oh, well, if he's got Mnuchin in there, then we'll be able to stop Trump with him or with this person or that person. So very, very interesting that he threw Mnuchin under the bus. Did you guys catch that? Friends close, enemies closer. Yeah, and also just this whole, just highly strategic. President Trump is, he's a stable genius, let's say that. All right, so President Trump was also posting this on TikTok as live, as well as he put the whole thing on X. And I just hope and pray in Jesus' name that so many people watch this and listen to him instead of what people say about him, the legacy media says about him. So check this about, this is the clip about the phone negotiations.
I did so many. I could stand up here all day and tell you different stories. I just used the telephone. I could stop the war with a telephone. I could stop what's happening in the Middle East with a couple of telephone calls properly played.
Yep, there you go. That's exactly what I said he said, right? All right, so yeah, here's beautiful comrade.
Couldn't believe it. She said, I had never heard that one. They said, no, her biggest advantage is that she's a beautiful woman.
We heard that one. Okay, so I'll keep going. All right, so then this one, let's see what this one is. Oh, okay, so here's the one. Here's the post of Wall Street Apes. I really like him on X, or her, whoever it is. Harris is proposing a $25,000 down payment support for the first time. So here's the steps it goes through. Wisen up, everybody. Anybody who buys into this baloney from Harris, wisen up. BlackRock buys up all the homes. Then Democrats offer a $25,000 down payment. And then BlackRock skyrockets home prices and pockets your $25,000 down payment. And then you get kicked out of your home thanks to inflated interest rates. That's how it works. They've been doing this thing, this scam for so long. You know, we're on to their game. We're on to how they do this. And they think it's so funny while poor little Charlie Brown ends up flipping and falling on his behind. All right, so yeah, here's the snippet about him being a Marxist. Did I play that? I think I played the one about him being her dad being a Marxist. Yeah?
They have never worked. They've never been used many times before in many other countries. Many countries. And in every single event, it ruined those countries. It's a communist system. It's what her father, a Marxist, he was a Marxist. It's what her father taught her from a young girl growing up. She's promising to hand out things she can't deliver. She can never deliver them. She'll never get them approved. Just like when she and Crooked Joe tried to give away student debt. Remember, she wanted to pay. How did that work out? Not too good. The students are saying, I love him because of student debt. But they
couldn't get it approved because the Supreme Court said that's not constitutional for you and me to pay off someone else's student debt. Okay, so she can't get these things approved because, thank goodness, we do have our great Supreme Court justices that President Trump put in the way. And so, he's saying that they are saving our country, and they truly are, because they can't get away with their communist things. Now, I will tell you this, I just don't mean to be a red pill this morning, but what if, you know, Kamala got in there and then they could say, oh, this person died of cancer and this person died in a car wreck and this person, you know, a Supreme Court justice, they ended up dying mysteriously. Oh, we've got to put in new Supreme Court justice. I mean, they can get these people out of the way if they really wanted to. But again, trust the plan as of the White Hats, trust President Trump, and trust that this is the Lord's plan ultimately. Oh my goodness. Now this video clip is going to send you bottle rockets. This is outrageous. Okay, you know about patents. Someone works really hard and they make some wonderful invention and they get a patent on it to protect their financial interests so that they can make money off of whatever they have invented, which is their right. That is their, they deserve to have the proceeds from what they've done. So if you remember the little book, if you guys heard about this, that Curious George. Curious George was basically George Bush. Remember the little kid's book, Curious George, the little monkey? And he would go in there in the lab, George would, and he would grab some of these papers from, I think it was Tesla. And they ended up hijacking all the things that Tesla created. And the man died a pauper while they took the patents and they got rich and were able to control all this technology and all these inventions. So this is evil. And so what she's basically saying, I think, is basically straight from her father's lips. He taught her to be a Marxist. Now, the good thing for us is that Biden kept all these things, a lid on these things. He didn't expose a lot of these things. You know, we would expose it, but it wouldn't come straight out of his mouth. The good news for us is that Kamala is coming, it's coming right out of her mouth. Oh my goodness, check this out.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. It's the question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
I just can't even, every time I hear it, I just like, I cannot believe I'm hearing this from this woman out of her mouth. She's not very smart. President Trump just said she's stone cold crazy. They can't get control of her. Even if they get her to stop cackling, she's exposing the truth. She's, you know, that's shocking. And even the speechwriter, as President Trump said, who is her speechwriter? Who is her speechwriter? Saying and just blasting out the truth, you know, this was off the cuff. Listen to this one more time and just tell me if this does not shock you, but that's exactly what they've been doing for years. The only difference is now she's admitting it.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. It's the question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
Look at the crazy eyes when she says, I have the will to do it. Oh my goodness. There you go. Okay. Everybody needs to share that clip. Okay. That's over on my, let's see, I posted that this morning. No, I posted that yesterday at 9:50 on the 17th of August. It is post number 68,905. Yes, I post a lot. I try not to post too much. I really do, you guys. If you're following me over on the social media, definitely go. If you haven't been doing it already, go to my freedomforce.live and you can find all the real Mellies. There are fake Mellies out there, but I'm the real Melly. These are the real links right here. And when you go there and you see these posts, make sure to share those out. But yeah, make sure to like, share, and subscribe over there too. All right, so yeah, isn't that wild? Isn't that absolutely wild? Comrade Kamala. All right, so let me see what the next one was. Oh, okay. Yeah, Kamala Kami. President Trump put this out there. I mean, he is going full speed ahead. If Kamala is elected and implements her communist price caps, there'll be famine, starvation, and poverty, the likes of which we have never seen. America will never recover. So, yeah, but this is not going to happen. He's just trying to wake people up so that they don't, you know, don't vote for her. So we're all in here pushing hard. So let's just keep pushing and we'll get it. We'll get the job done. All right. Now, and we trust the plan. Trust the White Hats. Yeah, as and Elon is also pushing, which is amazing. It says David Friedberg shreds the Kamala Harris grocery price gouging plan. He says every socialist experiment in human history has started with caps on food, and it has resulted in bread lines like you can see in the image behind me. That is a mistake. It is anti-American. And as President Trump said, you know, it'll lead to starvation. That's exactly what it has led to. Okay, don't forget, like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to do that. Hit it right now, you guys. Thanks so much. All right, so yeah, even CNN said it was stupid. Even CNN. Now, that's when you know, that's when you know this is bad, when CNN even has to call it out. The CNN economist destroys Kamala's communist price control scheme in 2 minutes, and President Trump shared this out. So let's just keep sharing everything that President Trump has to say. All right, so the next one is, let's see. I think that's everything I had on here. Let me see. I think. Hello? Why are you not going? I think I've done all the ones. It's okay. It's not. For some reason, it's not going.
And he said, Donald, that is not fair.
Okay, that one. Okay, I got that one. That's the France one. Don't forget, President Trump knew way back when he left office. This was just days before he left office. Look what he's saying about Biden. He said, the 25th Amendment is zero danger to me, but look what's going to happen to Biden. And sure as the world, that's exactly what happened. The 25th Amendment took him out because they said, if you don't leave, we will 25th Amendment you. We will remove you by saying you are incapacitated. That's what President Trump knew back in the day. He knew this. This is high-level strategy, 4D chess, moving piece after piece. And he knew we would get to this point in the game, quote, it's not game, but you know what I'm saying, where they would be, then that would be their option, is to remove him.
Before we begin, I'd like to say that free speech is under assault like never before. The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
There you go. That's exactly what happened. Trust President Trump, trust the plan. All right, so here is talking about these missiles. Check this out.
The oceans will rise 1/8 of an inch over the next 400 years. But they don't talk about a madman that's building nuclear missiles right now. That's your real global warming. It's not this. Your global warming is war. Your global warming is going to be nuclear weapons. Nobody talks about that. They don't ever mention it, but they talk about an ocean that's rising, which will give you slightly more beachfront property if it happens. Now think of it, but they don't talk about somebody that's got very evil intentions. Look at Iran. I stopped them from building a nuclear weapon, but this guy is going to give it up. He's going to give it up. So,
but he's not naming the person, but it's not really Iran. As you know, the C blank A had been controlling Iran, and I think their control is slipping away, if not completely gone, but it's back to that hidden hand. If you listen to his speeches, you will hear him talk about this hidden hand. He says, who is this person who's causing all these wars? He'll ask the question, it's clearly, you know, not the puppets who are in, quote, Iran, not the person that's visible out there. It's these ones who are pulling the strings at the top. The puppets have no control. Just like perfect example is Biden. You'd think, oh, he's the one running. No, he wasn't running anything. He wasn't running anything, clearly. Yeah, so the hidden hand was running it. So here is where he talked about Nancy doing this coup, and he's blasting Nancy Pants. I love it.
Now, maybe they change it, because I said this a couple of days ago. Usually when I say something, they immediately change it, so I can't say it anymore. But they get...
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll do this. Hang on, everybody, real quick. Turney asked, She said, because last week I gave you guys the link to the indictments and the research. Now, if it says Q Research, the name of that page is Q Research, and that is all these people who've been the indictments as well as the seized assets. So yeah, I gave you those links. I didn't warn you that if you post those on social media, that you could potentially get your channel banned. Not only that post banned. So really, if you're going to share those links, I would say share them privately, share a screenshot of them, share a broken link, but don't share the live link, okay? Because I don't want to endanger your channel. I should have said that. I wanted you guys to see that information. I'm so proud of you guys for sharing this information. That's terrific. But just be aware that, as we were told by 17 long ago, the best thing for us to do is put memes out there. And that if you show a picture of it, then they can't catch it with the algorithm. If you put a live link, they will catch it and they will shut you down. And I'm speaking from someone who's been banned many, many, many times, even after all that I try to do and protect, I think most of the time someone tattles on me. But anyway, just be very, very careful about whatever you post. All right, so back to Nancy Pants.
Gave him speaking on Monday night. Now, maybe have they changed it? I don't think so. Monday night is considered on a convention Death Valley. It's Death Valley because people aren't watching Monday night. So they deposed the president. It was a coup of a president. This was a coup. Nancy Pelosi, crazy Nancy. She's crazy as a bedbug. Crazy Nancy went in and laid it out. And she never thought he was good, because she's smart, cunning, nasty, mean. But she's crazy. And she went in and she said, "You're getting out." And he said, "No, I'm not. Only God will get me out," right? Isn't that what he said? Only God. And within about 24 hours, he announced that he was going to get out. And he, he won it. He went through a primary system. She didn't. He beat her in the primary. She ran along with 22 people. She ran. She was the first one out because she was no good. She was no good. And now she's running. And this is not what our country is all about. And he feels terrible, and he's a very angry man. I watched him yesterday. He's a very angry man. I think he hates them more than he hates Donald Trump, and that's hard to believe. I really do. He's an angry man, and he should be an angry man. They walked in, and they stole the presidency of the United States from him. Now, I think he was a terrible president. I think he was the worst president in the history of our country. I think that Jimmy Carter is the happiest man on earth today. He's not a young man. Because Jimmy Carter's presidency was brilliant, brilliant by comparison to this. But she was a big part of it, and she's going to be an even bigger part. Now she wants to give our whole country away and just...
There you go. There you go. Nancy Pants. Mean, cunning, right? But she's highly strategic, and she said, "You're getting out." She said, acts like she that's not what she did, but that's what she did. Yeah, the woman is unreal. All right, so yeah, Pennsylvania is a huge fracking state. And so he knows to talk about that. So check it out what he says. Drill, baby, drill.
Cabinet secretary and agency had to use every power we have to drive prices down. But we're going to drive them down in a capitalist way, not in a communist way. At the center of this effort will be to end Kamala's war on American energy, and we will drill, baby, drill. We're going to get your energy prices down. We're going to get your energy prices down by 50%. The Kamala presidency will mean death for Pennsylvania energy. Remember that. It'll mean death for Pennsylvania energy. Kamala imposed a natural gas export ban to cripple Pennsylvania energy producers. You do know that she's against this whole energy thing that you have going, which is by far the most important thing you have from an economic standpoint.
Pennsylvania should definitely vote for President Trump if they just have any idea, any wits about them. You know, so I know that the Patriots are in there working hard. So whoever can jump in there, they're close by in Pennsylvania, get out the vote in Pennsylvania. Get the people out. It looks like Trump, you know, Pennsylvania is Trump country. I mean, look at this huge, huge rally in Pennsylvania. It's gigantically important. Pressler, Scott Pressler was there signing people up, and we're really very close to having that done. This week, the 21st of August, we're going to have a live stream about the last, the latest things for you to do to help with this election. And so make sure that you follow that. So I'll be posting more about that. It'll be on this Rumble channel. I'll post it live on this Wednesday. So it lets everybody, you know, we can't leave it all to Scott Pressler. Let's all get out and make sure that people are registered to vote, because that window is closing very quickly. Make sure your records in your county are clean as a whistle through truethevote.org. We just did that. We removed like 1,500 people that were on there that did not need to be on that they don't even live here anymore. All right, so let's just see what President Trump says about no tax on Social Security. Duh. This is outrageous that anyone would ever pay tax on their Social Security. They, you know, paid this money in, and now they're having to pay tax on it? That is outrageous. Of course there should be no tax on Social Security. You should have get every nickel you ever put in back, and without any tax, and with interest on top of it to boot. Right? Right? Give me a yes. Yes, Melissa. Amen to that. How much money have we put into Social Security, and that they have the gall to tax us on Social Security? We need to be paid interest back for the money that we put in. These people are unbelievable. Trump's going to fix it. Trump's going to fix it.
By now, she came out a few days ago and she said, there will be no tax. I said that months ago. But here's one that she hasn't copied yet. To help seniors on fixed incomes who are suffering the ravages of horrible inflation caused by Crooked Joe and Kamala, there will be no tax on Social Security.
Yeah, and what he didn't say is you'll get every nickel you put in back. Every nickel you put in back. And the thing is, all these people who've stolen out of the system, that's what the seized assets, that's what Turney was posting about all these seized assets. Now, all those assets are already in the bank. 2,662 pages. If you want to see them, they're over on my Telegram, pinned at the top, and you'll see the link. It's the SDN list on the treasury.gov. All these assets are already seized. It's not like it's something that's going to happen. It's already happened. And so don't worry about how much we're in debt, because we've seized everything that they've stolen. It's waiting in the bank for us, for President Trump to give it all back to us. All right, so this is about the transition. I don't even know if I can stand to listen to this. I'm sorry. I love my president so much, but this makes me so sick about these people who work so hard in the Olympics, and then they go over there, and then there's men who fight against them. Yeah, so but the main thing I want you to hear was this portion right here where he corrects himself. He says this guy, and he says, oh, this transition person. People.
15 years, 1/8 of an ounce here, 1/8 of an ounce. And they can't do it. You could do it. They can't do it. And a guy comes out, excuse me, a transitioned person.
A transition person. These people, it's just like, it's 1984. We're living in the movie 1984. Let's go see the Reagan movie. I don't know if I can play this clip. This is where Dennis Quaid is talking about that Facebook has censored the movie about Reagan because it's anti-communist. What does that tell you? They're communists. They're trying to take over our country, right? He says, Reagan's not even on the ballot. He's not even on the ballot, but communism is. Communism is. So let's all go watch the Reagan movie and make them cry, okay? That's all I want to do every day is make them cry. All right, so let's read a little bit of the word, because I just love it, love it, love it. I've been working on my the study guide to the book End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. So this is the book that my first book that I wrote, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. You can get it for $2.99 on Amazon, and you can also get the audiobook right here on my channel right here. Audiobook is right here, freedomforce.live. The really good news is that this is the end times for them. It's the end times for them and the thousand years of peace for us. That's where we're headed. So I'm working on the study guide. It takes so long. I can't even tell y'all how long it takes to write a book. And even if after you've written the book, to get it all fixed, it just, and I have a wonderful team, but I mean, I have to clearly write it, right? Anyway, so yeah, I've been working on that, but I'm just like so hoping it'll be out there really, really soon, because I'm so glad so many of you have read the book. And thank you if you've put out on Amazon, if you go on there, go and if you can make sure to put, what do you call it? You know, the stars, whatever. I've got 3,500 stars on it. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much for helping to do this. And also my one, This is Biblical, and the one, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I'm just so thankful that this has helped you guys to piece this together. So the next thing is, I know you've listened to it, but sometimes I hear when people talk about it, they really, it hasn't, they've heard it from me, but really not maybe congealed it where they can actually feel comfortable to tell someone else. And that's why I'm doing the study guide, so that you can go through like a workbook, a school book, and you can make sure that you really understand these things. And we also have done videos on it. It's called the Small Group Study Guide. Okay, it's over on my Rumble channel and also on the website freedomforce.live. So let's read this chunk from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. And this is, the Lord has put all these things down on tablets for us. And we just, at the right moment, he told us, he told it in our spirits that what the truth was about it. He awakened us, and we were, oh, we had so many aha moments. How many aha moments have you guys had? A million, right? The Lord has, it's because he had to wait until he had believers all over the world who were connected to him, like plugged into him, where we would listen to him and we would be ready to rise up in this day. I want you to just be encouraged that you know, this is not just empty ink on a page or on a screen. This is the living word of God, and he's used this to speak to you and awaken you, and you are connected to him and you have listened. And you are real, and that you really do listen to his word and follow him, right? So exciting, so encouraging, so confirming, right? Write my answer plainly on tablet so a runner can carry the correct message to others. This is what I want you guys to do, is have these things written on your hearts and on tablets in your heart, so you can carry this message correctly to others. The good news. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end of the criminal cabal, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place, and it will not be delayed. It would happen exactly like precision clockwork. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. Crooked, like crooked Hillary and crooked Joe Biden. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. That's what we do. Wealth is treacherous, and the arrogant are never at rest. They open their mouths as wide as the grave, and like death, they are never satisfied. Like these communists, they cannot be satisfied. They cannot be satisfied with the demise of Venezuela. They cannot be satisfied with the demise of wherever, China. Of all these Middle Eastern countries. They can't be satisfied with the demise of Germany. They can't be satisfied with all this. They have to go for America. They have to go through to destroy the entire world. They're never satisfied. In their greed, they've gathered up many nations and swallowed many peoples. Doesn't that sound just like them? But Soon their captives will taunt them. They will mock them, saying, "What sorrow awaits you, thieves? Now you will get what you deserve. You've become rich by extortion, you know, taking the tax on our Social Security, taking and taking and taking and taking, and making all these promises and taking our money for the people. It's not fair. How much longer can this go on? Suddenly, your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. Because you have plundered many nations, now all the survivors will plunder you. You committed murder throughout the countryside and filled the towns with violence. What sorrow awaits you who build big houses with money gained dishonestly. You build your wealth. You believed your wealth will buy security, putting your family's nest beyond the reach of danger. But by the murders you committed, you have shamed your name and forfeited your lives. The very stones in the walls cry out against you, and the beams in the ceilings echo the complaint. What sorrow awaits you who build cities with money gained through murder and corruption? Has not the Lord of Heaven's armies promised that the wealth of the nations will turn to ashes? Out of your hands, 2 hours. They work so hard, but all in vain. For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. That's what we're witnessing. That is what we're witnessing this day. Do not doubt it. That is exactly what we're seeing. I just love this. This I talk more about, and our time is going to run out, but I'll talk more about this in this book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Habakkuk was a minor prophet, and so he gave us all these wonderful clues. So, all right, so the next thing is I want you to hear the latest by our wonderful Clay Higgins. Who loves Clay Higgins? I love him. I'm so thankful for him. This man named Chris Martinson, Martenson, is over on X, and I've shared several of his posts. Every time I see a video of his, I share it over on my social media. He is doing videos, and Clay Higgins, who has a police investigation background, he went over to the crime scene at Butler, and he has given a lot of great information, and so he is exposing this, okay? So, and then, like I said, Citizens Investigation is following up on all this and doing videos on it. The FBI released all the first responders the same evening. Did you guys know that? With the bulk scene wandering off to their cars less than 2 hours after the shooting. Okay, see you tomorrow. Have a great night. You know, they should keep them there so they can ask them questions while the information is fresh. They don't want any of that. It's just business as usual, and okay, we're going about our business. This one didn't work out so well for us, but yeah. These people. Tell me it's an inside job without telling me it's an inside job. Right? This is what they would do if they're trying to cover their tracks. If it was a real deal, then they would have said, we've got to get to the bottom of this. We've got to find out, you know, we have to investigate. We have to, get all these witnesses to testify about what happened while it's fresh in their minds. Number two, the FBI physically cleaned up the crime scene, including the blood and the other biological matter on the roof of the AGR building. Did you guys know that? Building number 6. The FBI, they never do that. That's not their job. That's not what they do. Here's a picture of it right here. Okay, this is the link. Actually, this is the link. Let me show you this real quick. This is over on my freedomforce.live. Okay. Oh, I'm going to mess it up. Okay. This is the one right here that I posted. Just search for... actually, you know what I'll do? I'll go ahead and put this link right here in the chat for you guys if you want to read that one, as well as in the comment section of the video, okay, over on Rumble. All right, so he says, I want to show you this picture. This is the FBI agent washing off the roof. That is not what the FBI agents do. This is a cover-up. This would be done by a third-party company after they've done all of the investigation of the crime scene. Number 3, the FBI released Crook's body on for cremation on July 23rd without notifying anybody, especially and including the various government bodies investigating July 13th. The FBI released the entire crime scene in just 3 days. I thought that was so crazy that, you know, people like, you know, whom I love, you know, Benny Johnson was able to go over there and no problem. But they, after they got it all cleaned up, and they cleaned up that guy's house, poor little Patsy, poor little idiot Patsy. These actions rise to the level of obstruction of investigation and cannot be the product of incompetence, no matter how profound that might be or how long running their DEI programs. It's far more consistent with an intentional act to bury the investigation and to ensure no firm conclusions can ever be drawn. For their part, the Secret Service's own actions are equally shady. These nose-wrinkling facts are they had counter-snipers on Trump for the first time ever. They deployed them stupidly. They instructed local law enforcement to inside B6 positions in the southwest corner, which is, they didn't attend any of these meetings prior to the rally. No day of briefing with the locals. They didn't use local provided radios so they could communicate with each other. I mean, the whole thing stinks to high heaven, doesn't it? They declined, refused the drone. They didn't even communicate with themselves as the stage team left Trump on the stage, even as the sniper teams were swiveling about and ready for action. They didn't interview or debrief any local law enforcement as of August 9th. I tell you, it's almost like the government had no interest in finding out what happened for some reason. Okay, so what I wanted to show you, and I just posted this, this is Clay Higgins' investigation right here. This is what I just shared the link to for you. His preliminary investigative report to Chairman Mike Kelly. He has this dated August 12th, 2024. And you know how terrific Clay Higgins is. And he is, I'm thankful that he's up there trying to get to the bottom of this. And exposing this. So let's all go out there and share all this information. He can't, again, he and all these others, President Trump and Candace Owen, they can't be out here standing on this limb. Okay? Awesome. Great job. Let's all just keep pushing this out there. Every little bit of truth that we can put out. All right. So that, and also the guy on there, that link, let's see. No, on this one. Let me see, this one right here. This is the one, Chris Martinson. Okay, if you go to my post, I'll share the link to this one too. If you go to this post, I believe it'll take you to the Chris Martinson, maybe not. Okay, I'll share this one anyway, real quick. This is post 68880, okay? Interesting little number there, the Lord gave it. Okay, 68880. Okay, I'm going to share that one right there. That is the post, and then the guy that you want to follow, let's see if I can, where do I have him? This is the Clay Higgins. Clay Higgins. This is Chris Martinson right here. Chris Martinson. He's the one who is trying to get to the bottom of all this, and I really appreciate him so much. Let me go ahead and share that link for you too, because this is important, because they're going to try to memory hold this. You guys know they are. They're just trying to memory hole all this that happened to President Trump. Can you imagine if they had been successful, what our country would be going through right now? But this is the thing. It's so similar to, you know, with JFK. It was so awful. But they didn't have the social media. And number two, it was not time yet. It's time now. It's time to take down the criminal cabal. President Trump is the chosen one. There is no doubt about it. If you're new here, if you're not familiar with this, I always go back to this one thing that tells you this amazing heavenly clock on freedomforce.live. If you scroll down to the very first page, you will see this beautiful sign in the heavens, much like the Bethlehem Star. And this tells you this is the day. September 23rd, 2017 was the kickoff to the Great Awakening and the Battle of Armageddon. It is from Revelation 12, 1 and 2. It's a woman in labor, and we are in birth to labor and have this baby born, this kingdom of Christ born on earth. That's what we're doing. All right. So I wanted you guys to see the latest news on that with Clay Higgins. And here's a picture of that poor little Patsy poor little Patsy. I know he shouldn't have done this. I know he had both of his parents were therapists. I just feel like they groomed him to be a psychopath. I just feel something about this kid. They just groomed him to be a psychopath, and he was like the Bourne Identity. They just controlled him like a remote control vehicle. He's watching this phone. Who is he talking to? Now, it looks like nothing's on the screen. It's kind of weird right there. But either way, he's communicating with someone. And Representative Lunas was saying the same thing. She said he had a handler. There's no doubt about it. Okay, this is another crazy thing. Okay, you know about the monkeypox, right? They're trying to get that out there. I just don't think they're going to... I think they're out of time. If they're really trying to foment the monkeypox, I just don't think they have enough time to make this all happen. If you remember the COVID, they had started way back in January, right? I don't think they have enough time to get this done. But did you see this? The Simpsons predicted it again. So, I don't know. I just have a feeling this thing is not gonna take off. I really do. I know they're trying to foment it. I just don't think it's gonna happen. Because it really, we only have 80 days until the election. They're gonna have to get some pox moving here if they're gonna, come on, get with the program. All right, so who's ever responsible for the pox is waited too late. He was too fiddled around too long. And then this one, in 2006, they said Trump is weird. Really? Really? I don't know. This one I'm not sure because this is just a picture and somebody could write anything on here. So this might not even be a real one. If somebody knows, let me know because I don't know if that's a real one. All right, the last thing. I found this. Okay, again, I'm working on the study guide for End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Like I said, don't forget, you can go and get it over the audiobook right here and listen to it because I think it's easier sometimes to listen to it than because it's complicated. It really is complicated to understand. That's why no one's ever really understood End Times until we had some pieces of the puzzle so we could understand it. Anyway, over on Freedom Force Live, you can get the audiobooks as well as on Amazon. You can get the books that are on Kindle. You can share them easily and send them to someone for $2.99, or you can get the paperback. And then, you know, all these really just help you to put all these pieces together. Like the one, This is Biblical, this is literally all these Bible stories we've always heard are happening before our eyes. I just shared the video, the audio chapter on from This is Biblical. I shared the one on Balaam. Did you guys listen to that this week? Did you guys hear that one? The one on Balaam, if you haven't heard about Balaam, he's a prophet for profit. And so basically, what mother would name their child Balaam? Right? And so he was being used to curse God's people. It's a funniest story, but that's exactly what's happening. Now these people are being paid to try to deceive us and to trick us and basically to curse us. So if you haven't watched that, go and watch. Just search on my Telegram, or maybe I can find it while this is, let's see. I've got too many things going on right now. Let me see if I can find it super, super quick. Let me see if I can type Balaam. Maybe I've got that one. I'll share the link for you guys. Okay. Yeah. Here it is. I've got okay, that's the post. I found it. Yay for me. Okay, here I'm going to post this right here in our live chat. Okay, there is the live chat. Here's that chapter on Balaam. I'm going to put it in the comment section too of Rumble. And so it's kind of funny, but you know, because he was prevented from cursing God's people, from deceiving God's people. So really, really great. Really great. And it's exactly what we're seeing happen. He was prevented, and so are these criminals being prevented from doing all their evil. But anyway, I'm working on the study guide, and I'm going back through to make sure everything is neat and tidy and all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And I saw this and I wanted to remind you guys of this because this is so cool. So I want you, that's just the little tidbit I told you from the beginning I had at the end for you. So this is it. This is from Revelation chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. He's talking about the people of Sardis, the church of Sardis. He says, I know all the things you do and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. The dead church. They had already died. They weren't fulfilling the mission that God had given to them. They had, you know, fallen back into the ways of evil, okay? And they had forgotten how evil it was and they didn't. You know, they just slipped right back into it. He said, wake up, strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first and hold to it firmly. Repent and turn to me again. Listen to this. If you don't wake up, I will come to you suddenly, as unexpectedly as a thief. Remember how our Lord Jesus said he would come as a thief if we're not watching. So he's saying there, if you don't wake up, if you don't watch, if you don't repent, he says, I'll come to you unexpectedly as a thief. So what does that tell us? On the opposite is if you are watching, you won't be surprised. You won't, if you have repented, if you're walking with him and you're listening to him, as I've said at the very beginning of this video, then you won't be surprised when he returns. You won't be in shock. You will recognize. Yet there are some in the church in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes with evil. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I will never erase their names from the book of life. I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine. I wanted you guys to hear that because I wanted you to know that because you are listening, that you will not be, he will not come as a thief to you because you know. You're watching with expectation and you're listening and you're listening to him. And so you recognize. He says in John chapter 10, verses 28 and 29, my sheep hear my voice. They know me and I know them and they follow after me. That's what you do. It's awesome. It's awesome. So and that's how we've stayed well, is because we didn't take the jab. We didn't trust these people. We didn't trust these. It says that you won't listen to another to the hireling. You're not listening to him. You're listening to the Lord. And so this is what I really encourage you to do is go right here to these links right here about how to be well and ask the Lord, pray over all these things and see if this will help you or your loved ones with your health. This is what's helped me. I never expected to even, and I just was talking about things from God's word. I never expected to be able to find these things that would help people to restore their health. And so this is amazing. People with depression, with anxiety, with bipolar, the Lord has helped me to piece that together. It's amazing. My mother, who was in terrible, terrible pain, people who've had terrible nerve damage, either from the jab or from all these different other maladies, they're getting well. All these things are available for us now. We don't have to wait for the government to tell us these things. And ask the Lord. Ask and keep on asking, and he will give you the answer, right? How I got healed, my heart. You guys know I was at death's door and my heart was damaged from when I was poisoned, but the Lord saved me. He showed me how. So all these things are over here. I do my green smoothies every, I don't know what's tickling my nose. Every day I do my smoothies. Go and learn how to do these things to give your body the best fighting chance against these creeps who are trying to poison us. Okay. And don't forget to support Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's doing amazing. He's fighting so hard. $60 million he has spent. So let's all help him out. MyPillow.com. He's got a lot of great specials going on. So let's all help him out every day, with every presents or whatever we have that we need to help someone else. All right. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are speaking to our hearts. You've protected us by your spirit because you tell us what to do and where to go and what's the right answer. Lord, we believe your word and everything that you promised is true. It's coming true before our eyes. I'm so thankful that we are here together as the Freedom Force Battalion and that we all are understand these things. Lord, you have given us this amazing charge to understand this, to really soak it in so that we can go and tell others the good news of the kingdom. And Lord, some people may not be ready. That's not our job. Our job is just to tell the good news and let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. That's all we can do. We thank you. I pray your blessing on everyone in the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray that you would strengthen them. I pray you'd help them to hear your voice clearly. If there's anything, any sin that is besetting them, Lord, that they can't break free from, I pray in Jesus' name they'll break free from that this moment, that they'll realize it's not worth it because they really want to live in a way that they hear your voice and walk with you, especially of all times, especially in this day. We want to be wearing those white garments when we see you, and that's what enables us to see you clearly. We thank you for our wonderful president who's fighting so hard, President Trump, and I just pray you bless him and protect him, Lord. We pray that no weapon formed against him will prosper. We pray you'll make him bulletproof, and we know that you have. And we pray that very soon we will see the end of our enemies. As it said in Habakkuk 2, soon your debtors will take action and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. We cannot wait for that day. Lord, help us to taunt them, to expose them, to bring them down as we work together as the Freedom Force Battalion. I thank you for everyone. I pray you'd strengthen their health. I pray you'd just guide them on what they can do to help themselves and their family members not to have one little spot of depression or bipolar. None of those things will come near us. We will cleanse us from all these maladies that the enemy has attempted to harm us with. I thank you, Lord, that you are protecting. You've protected my life, my parents' life, my family, and you're doing the same thing for the battalion as we listen and follow what you want us to do. We praise you and we thank you and we bless your name. You are our Savior and you are our friend and you are our guide through these very amazing days. Thank you that you've brought us into this battle because you considered us faithful. And we just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. Are y'all ready to go? I don't want to go, but I know it's time to go. I've already been on here way too long, I know. But I've had so much to tell you. Okay, guys, I love you so much, and I will talk to you later.